Hello, and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media of South Central PA. I'll be your host today, Raymond Galker, and this is a special show. You know, we bring people in from the community. We invite them to share the great things they do to make our community a better place to live. And we have with us Pam Lady, who is the executive director of the East Berlin Community Center.
East Berlin Area Community Center. We can't forget the A.
And that's important. East Berlin Area
Yes.
Community Center. And with her is Robin Heiser, who is the campaign chair for...
of the Reach for the Stars.
Okay. So... this is, you're the chair of this campaign.
I am, thank you. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about this campaign today. Mm-hmm. But I have a hard time getting over the fact of what a great organization you have created over, what, 74 years?
Mm-hmm. Since 1991, right, Robin?
1991,
yeah.
35 years.
35 years.
35 years.
35 years. And... you know, community media, we've been asking the question, what makes a great community? And certain words come out. One is, a community is made better by people being connected.
Mm-hmm.
And the connection should be what people find a passion for in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe your organization does an extremely good job at that.
Thank you.
And we'll talk about that here as we come up, because you have so many different activities that you support.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe a lot of them are done by volunteers.
That is correct.
For the most part.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Youth is very, very important for a great community.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you have programs that are very central for our young children,
yes,
but also high school students and beyond. Being charitable, I think, is another element that makes a great community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your organization really relies on volunteerism.
We do.
Which has made your community very, 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 very strong. Leadership is another one. But leadership in the sense where there's not someone giving orders, but coordinating a unified effort towards people using their talents.
Correct.
And I think that's been very, very strong with your organization, and would be a great model for communities everywhere. And then another thing is, you know, through all this activity, people being able to form relationships in like a fraternity,
mm-hmm,
type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something else that your organization really nurtures.
Mm-hmm.
Groups being unified and working together towards goals which are associated with the passion of their hearts. So all this, you know, I'm excited about, because your community, first of all, East Berlin is a fantastic place.
It is.
Culturally.
Mm-hmm.
Could you talk about East Berlin to begin with?
I'm going to let you talk a little bit about the community, because you've lived there more than me.
Well, the community center has been there for 35 years, and we formed the community center with four municipalities and two boroughs, the East Berlin Borough and the Abbottstown Borough. And then in Adams County was Reading Township and Hamilton Township. And York County was the Washington Township and Paradise Township. So it really was a whole area that really pitched in to form this community center. So the area was, you know, very, very crucial in really bringing the community together to make this community center bring it together. So.
And Robin, you said this happened in the 90s?
1991.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I first thought maybe the East Berlin community started something and you just grew out. But what happened was this was the original plan. A large area, East Berlin, Reading Township, Hamilton?
Hamilton Township, and two townships from York County as well, which was Paradise and Washington Township.
Got together and saw the need for this. Mm-hmm. And where were you located when you first started?
We were located right at the old East Berlin Elementary School, which is 405 North Avenue, where we're located now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and this facility has served its purpose well?
It has outgrown the, you know, it's an old building. It was built in 1886. Okay. So it's an old building. Parts of it has grown on, we've built on and built on. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, it's outgrown its usefulness for the community center because we wanted to expand. And it's just got a little small for us. So we've decided that we wanted to expand our programs and our classes, so we decided to look for land to build a larger building so we could improve our programs and our classes and expand those.
So your goal, Robin, is not to continue add to this building. Your goal is to actually find land, a different location, and build a facilities that would meet the current and possible future needs?
Well, actually, we don't own this building. The East Berlin Borough owns it, and we considered adding on to this building, but we don't own it, so we couldn't get the title to this, so we decided to find some other land, and we did find some land, so our land we purchased in 2022, we found 22.24 acres, 2.5 miles away from our current location on Route 194 between Abbottstown and East Berlin. And it is now we had just paid off our mortgage onto that property. So we own it free and clear.
Yeah, good. Right. Great. Man, that must feel awesome.
It does.
Great.
It does. And we have some North Stars that are some of our best donors, and they helped us pay it off. So in less than 2 years, we paid less than 4 years, we paid off our mortgage. So.
And you call these individuals North Stars?
North Stars. They're our beginning donors, and there are volunteers. Most of them are volunteers of our corporate, our center right now, and they've just been wonderful.
You know, you can name a couple if you're not afraid to do that.
Well, I think maybe they don't, you know, I think it's probably best not to because there's so many of them, I'd hate to miss any of them.
Exactly.
Okay, and this whole effort has been called Reach for the Stars for a while now.
Correct.
Okay, and between East Berlin and Abbottstown.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Whereabouts?
Well, it's 2.5 miles from East Berlin and 2.5 miles from Abbottstown, so it's
halfway
right
between.
In the middle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would that be where the old fairgrounds used to be?
It was. It's that property.
Is that that property?
It is.
Man, I love that property.
Oh, so do I. And I remember it as a child, so.
What do you remember, Robin?
I do. It was almost like a little York fairgrounds. So, and we went there as children. My whole family went there. So, mm-hmm. And Pam, what do you say about that property?
Well, I always say we're moving from one historical location to another historical location, mm-hmm. with moving from the old school to the fairgrounds.
And both of them have a community culture about it.
Mm-hmm. They do.
I remember going to that little fairground and getting on different little rides. And,
absolutely.
And they used to have company picnics there. Mm-hmm. And Sylvania Shoe. My mother worked at Sylvania Shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And man, good food. But I was a youngster. I was running around all over the place. Oh, congratulations on that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
We're quite proud.
Mm. And well, when we talk about how your community has come together and the things that you've been doing for 30-some years, there's a lot to be proud of. I mean, that Abbottstown, Hamilton, Reading, East Berlin, and you said...
Washington.
And Paradise. What you've done over the last 30 years is built a culture. You've saved lives. You have an early childhood program?
Correct.
So people can come there, and is it any type of babysitting, or is it just...
We currently, in our Child Learning Center, we currently have a preschool class, and we have a pre-K class.
Okay.
That are happening under our roof.
And they meet?
The preschool class meets on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings, and the pre-K class meets Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, that's during the school year. And then during the summer, for about 6 to 7 weeks, we invite about 400 kids to our facility for summer camp, which we just we opened up registration, and that's going very strong as usual. And so we offer a summer camp. We also offer a youth basketball rec league, you know, in January, February, into the beginning of March. So those are some of our youth programs that are specific and happen annually.
And you have after-school programs, though, also?
We have an after-school program currently, yes.
Which is extremely important for our youth.
Mm-hmm.
Our youth needs to have a sense that they're important, that they're safe, and you provide a safe environment for the youth to go, not only amongst themselves, but the instructors and,
mm-hmm.
and such, the people who are there, the mentors.
Yes.
I'm sure they're not just allowed to just jump into the mix, are they?
And we're very excited because a new building, the plan is to have an actual wing for the Child Learning Center, which will have an indoor, an outdoor play area now, and then also we'll have some opportunity to have some parenting classes and individual consultations and things like that that we don't really have the space for now. You know, we make it happen, but, you know, that's the really one of the exciting pieces about the new building is actually having a full wing for that.
Pam, the more you speak about the things that you offer our community,
mm-hmm.
it just becomes more overwhelming of how what you give and what you have done for the community. Parenting, just the ability for parents to get together and share
mm-hmm.
what they're going through is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And I'm sure we're going to be showing what this new facility kind of looks like from the outside. And also, I'm sure that we're going to be sharing the layout. How big of a building is this going to be?
So it will be 62,000 square feet.
62,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a gym?
Mm-hmm.
What else? You're gonna have, well, 66,000 square feet, gymnasium, a fitness center.
Mm-hmm.
So you've always had a fitness center.
We do. We have a fitness center now. It's very small, but the new fitness center will be approximately 30,000 square feet.
And you have a lot of people take advantage of that currently?
We do. It is quite small right now, so the membership can't, you know, be expanded too much, but mm-hmm. right now, the large one will be quite nice. You won't have to travel to other places to take advantage of a state-of-the-art fitness center. It will be right there in our community in Eastern Adams County.
That would be nice. In fact, some people might begin to work out because they don't have to go so far.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know? Of course, I've been trying to work out for a while now, but...
And the new building will also allow us to have a full-size gymnasium, which we don't have. As you well know, if you've been in an older school, mm-hmm. what the gymnasiums look like, they were used for everything. They have the stage and everything, yep. and that's what we have currently. But the new building will allow us to have a full-size
gymnasium. So you'll be able to have events there. You'll be able to have sanctioned basketball events. Plus volleyball and mm-hmm. things like that, mm-hmm. you know?
Pickleball. Everybody wants pickleball. They want indoor pickleball courts.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's one thing that we're looking at.
Cool. Locker rooms? Will there be locker
yes.
rooms there?
Mm-hmm.
Hot tub?
That's a possibility. Yeah.
Possibility, yeah. Okay. Classrooms and meeting space. Mm-hmm. Volunteer center. What do you mean by volunteer center?
We want a place that when our volunteers come in, and for instance, last year we had like 186 different volunteers who gave over 18,000 hours to the community center. And I think that's a pretty amazing. You know, we are very volunteer driven, and we want them to have a place that they can call their own to. Right now, we don't currently have that, but the Welcome Center would be a place they could come in, they could get a cup of coffee, they could sit down with a friend and talk a little bit, they can have a place to leave their jacket so it doesn't get sold in the thrift shop and things like that. So that's what the Welcome Center is all about. It's showing our appreciation of our volunteers.
That's awesome. It's a place to connect, a place to share.
Correct.
A place to build fraternity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a commercial kitchen. You mean you don't have a commercial kitchen right now?
Well, the commercial kitchen would be for caterers to come in and use that kitchen for banquets and for other events that they could use other than our kitchen that we use on a regular basis.
So you're going to have your regular basis kitchen.
Correct.
And you will have a commercial kitchen because you're going to be big enough to have events.
Correct.
So you'll be able to have weddings.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm. And engagement parties. And
right. Yeah, our current volunteer kitchen team, also they already do banquets at our facility now, mm-hmm. but this will just be able, we'll be able to enhance that opportunity.
Because you do have a lot of events.
Yes, we do.
Okay. You have a retail store?
Yes.
Storage space, ample parking, a pool. Now, when I said if you're going to have a whirlpool, mm-hmm. Robin, I'm like, what are you saying? You know, but you're going to have a swimming pool?
We are going to have a swimming mm-hmm. pool. It might be phase two, but I've already talked to New Oxford School District, Bermudian School District, and Gettysburg School District to have a pool that would be for their swim teams so that they could have their swim matches or swim meets there at our community center.
Yeah.
So right now they have to go to Gettysburg College or they have to go somewhere else because there's no pools that are available for them to have their meets at.
They don't have the right size with
Correct.
The ones that are available, but this will be the place to have them.
Absolutely.
And when they're having this event, it will not take away or hinder anything else that's planned and going on for the community within the building.
Correct.
You don't have to shut anything down.
No, and we want that pool to be year-round, so it would be enclosed during the winter so that we could have year-round swimming. And it would be open to the public for memberships as well.
Cool. Yeah. Now, you nurture programs for our youth to feel safe, mm-hmm. to have positive relationships with adults, mm-hmm. and to try somewhat to find out what their talents and skills and purposes.
I believe that we are building leaders of tomorrow. That's what we're all about, is giving them opportunities to test, to see what they really enjoy, to see where they really excel, so that they can continue to move forward in their life with those talents that they have. It's really important that our children and our youth realize what their talents are and have a place that they can test them out.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You build relationships, though. You guys have been able to build relationships. You've been able to see young people for 30-some years start in your children activities, go up to the after-school activities, go on to find their life calling, and then come back and make relationships based on their interests and have a place to work out, stay healthy, and volunteer themselves to help this organization grow.
Correct.
Can you share any of those relationships?
Well, I know we have adults now who were children, of course, in our program, who are now bringing their children to our program because they had such a great experience. Mm-hmm. So now they're back with their children. We also have youth that have worked with us and volunteered with us. And when they come home from college in the summer, they're back with us and looking for opportunities to continue to give to the community center. We see youth that have been part of something and then they become instructors at summer camp, counselors. You know, it is great to see that connection is still there. No matter where they go or what they do, they all come back together to this hub of the community.
Fraternity, community, leadership, unity, charity, connection through the passion of your heart. Your organization is just unreal.
Thank you.
Thanks for everything you guys have done. How long have you been involved with the organization, Pam?
I've been there since 2017. I came in as the executive director, and you know, my philosophy is that everybody has a leadership role there, and that's what I think is what I try to show, that the community center is open to anyone stepping in. If you're the better leader for this thing we're doing, this situation, then you should be the leader. And I just step back. And that's what I want to instill in our community, is that when you should take the lead, take it, you know, and that's what we really like to do.
So now what you're doing is you're talking about accountability. So now you're offering the people a chance to be accountable to themselves to do the right thing for the community. And you're giving them opportunities.
Right.
Now, can someone who has a passion for something come to you and say, hey, I'd really love to do this class, or I'd love to have this opportunity. Does that exist?
It sure does. I actually just met a young father who's a stay-at-home dad, and just met him at a class like 2 weeks ago. And I was talking to him afterwards about the possibility of starting a parent-child, just hang out together, you know, and his child's probably under a year, you know, and he said that would be great. And so we're always looking for opportunities, because that's what we believe a community center is. It's offering that place to be able to come together and do that. And we have a lot of people that have offered classes, and we're, you know, scheduling them and holding them. So we do have a lot of people that come forward with ideas.
And you're there to support them.
Right.
In that. I'm looking at, you have life skill classes, community service individuals.
Correct.
What is that?
That is a variety of those who have need community service to be in National Honor Society for our youth. National Honor Society or a particular group they're in, they're looking for hours. And then also community service for those in the community that need to fulfill that for a mistake they might have made mm-hmm. in the community, but there they are. They're coming back and they're giving back to the community and serving their community service hours there.
Okay.
Our life skills class is through the Lincoln Intermediate Unit, and that's a group of usually about 8 to 10 individuals that are anywhere from 18 to 21 who are looking for life skills. And they've been with us probably about 4 years now, don't you think, Robin?
Right.
Yeah.
About 4 years.
So.
Tea committee.
We have our tea committee ladies. Yes, we do.
Garden tour committee.
Yes.
Capital campaign steering mm-hmm. committee. Of course mm-hmm. you need that. Table guys.
You know, you need someone to set up all those tables for those monthly indoor clearance sales and book sales.
This is the true service organization.
This is the true. Yes, they're lovingly known as the table guys.
And you have fix-it gurus.
Yes, we do.
Events, a number of different events that you have. And you have some major events that you put on yourselves mm-hmm. in order to come up with funding mm-hmm. so that this can occur. You have, the biggest yard sale in Adams County?
Just happened. Yes, a couple weeks ago.
And how'd it go?
It went great. We think probably 2,500 plus people there. Had about 99 vendors with multiple table spaces, so the whole grounds was filled.
Did you guys buy anything?
I didn't go buy any treasures, no. Oh.
We were a little busy.
Okay. Oh, you get what's left, right?
That's
we
right.
do. Actually, we do get donations from that, yes.
You get donations, and then you take those donations and you use it in your store.
We either sell them through the thrift shop or we sell them through our indoor clearance sales.
You have a 5K run.
We do.
And that's usually held?
July.
So that's
third Saturday.
That's coming
for the,
up.
For you runners, third Saturday of July.
And walkers.
And walkers, that's right.
Walkers. Okay. Now, at the end of this, is there vendors with food and things like that?
There are some. We offer, actually, we have a food tent.
Okay.
Our kitchen ladies have a food tent. Okay. So
kitchen ladies.
The kitchen ladies.
I bet they just love being together as the kitchen ladies. They love to get together and making food. And
they do.
That, you know, and I know there's people out watching us that have all kinds of different things that they love to do. And there's many opportunities. Mm-hmm. You know, if you are not aware of what your passion is or what your talent is, the best thing to do is find an organization like the East Berlin Area Community mm-hmm. Center. And just volunteer.
Correct.
You know? Mm-hmm. And that way there you connect with people and you get to enjoy others and you get to become educated of what exists. I mean, you might become a table guy.
You never know.
Or a fix-it guru. You know, you have a car show.
We do. That's part of our fall festival in September. That's correct.
Okay. You have a Christmas festival. Is that the same as the fall festival?
No. The Christmas festival is held in December, and that's an evening. Usually the Bermudian choir comes and performs for us. We have lots and lots of children's activities, and then we have horse-drawn wagon rides through East Berlin.
Oh, East Berlin's a beautiful place. And then you have the historic East Berlin Fall Festival.
Yes.
Now, I remember growing up, there used to be an antique day in East Berlin. Mm-hmm. Is they don't have that anymore, do they?
No, not.
So I guess your biggest yard sale in Adams County is a better opportunity than that was. So this facilities, mm-hmm. You already have the land?
Correct.
You now need to raise how much more money in order to break ground?
Well, right now we're in our quiet phase.
Okay.
Our quiet phase is, you know, right now we're working behind the scenes to secure our largest gifts and our largest lead donors to fulfill our 50% of our goal, which we're not really sure what that will be. We have phase one, phase two, we might have a phase three, but it depends how much we raise in the next 2 years to find out how many phases we have in our goal. So we don't know approximately how many millions of dollars we need, but we do need money. So right now we're just still looking at contractors and finding out how much it will need to complete the project.
And even though you're in a silent phase, you're still accepting money.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And we're not very silent, but it is quiet. But we need to raise 50% before we go completely public.
Well, everything that you're doing for the community, you're not silent. You guys are extremely busy. I mean, what you do for the community is amazing.
Sometimes we have 100 people come through the building, the doors, every single day. So it's a very, very busy place. And it really is a home away from home for many, many of the volunteers. So it's a wonderful, wonderful place.
I'm imagine, Robin, that this is built into people's daily routines.
It is. It really is. And we actually have one volunteer that drives her golf cart there every day.
So. There you go. Well, what's going to happen when she has to go two and a half more miles?
Oh, you know what? We're hoping that there'll be a rail trail by then
okay.
to our facility. So
that'll be great. And that'll become part of your 5K run walk.
There you go.
And maybe you'll have a golf cart club. And they'll be able just to ride down that trail. And
there you go. You never know.
Maybe you could have vendors along the way. You wouldn't stop. You know, you have women's conferences. You have summer camp, national night out, touch a truck, many things for people to be connected. And if people want to donate to this amazing opportunity of helping our youth, all the way up to our elderly. You have things for elderly individuals also, do you not?
Absolutely.
We are looking at, we're in the process actually of looking at starting a Center for Active Living, which are for 55 plus. And we're just sort of beginning to flesh that out a little bit. We've pulled some people together to get some ideas. But that's the one thing, East Berlin does not have a senior center any longer. So we are looking at starting something. You know, don't know what it's going to look like exactly yet, but we are looking at having a center for active living.
Pam, you guys are like the heartbeat of the community.
I believe so.
Wow. So what's new and exciting at the community center? You expressed one of them. Mm-hmm. You have anything else to share on that?
One of the other things that we're looking at with the new building is actually having a growth and grounding center, which will be a small suite that will have its own entrance, but it'll be an opportunity to do some support groups, perhaps have another nonprofit in the area that is looking for a place to meet with someone or have a supervised visit with a child, you know, with a parent, and having a place that they can come to that, you know, is a secure, pretty anonymous area in the building that they'll be able to gather there.
You're really here for the community. I mean, everything you talked about here is a way of people to get connected. You have things for the youth. You have things for the parents of young kids. You have things for young kids. You have the opportunity for anyone out there who wants to connect with the community, to volunteer. You have opportunities for people out there who have passions to create opportunities where a community can be grown. But you're also very intentional and strategic with what your organization does. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of volunteers.
We do.
Do you have a number on how many volunteers that you have?
Well, we had the 186 that actually logged in, you know, to help us this past year in 2025. But I know we have more than that help us at different times that aren't really part of that number. So I would say we have 200 plus volunteers that help us throughout the year.
And you guys also have the compassion to realize that in every community you have some people who are blessed enough to have relationships with good adults, and then you have those who don't. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to build that into your organization also.
We are. All inclusive for all ages.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Yeah. East Berlin Area Community Center. 30-some years. You said 35, was it?
35. Mm-hmm.
35 years of growth, and now you are very intentional and strategically growing so that you could support more, well, to support what you're doing already, it's overflowing, but also provide the ability for a community to become the best it can be through connections for years to come. Is there any other organization like yours in this area?
There really isn't. We try to find some community centers like ours in the 50-mile radius, and there really isn't. There's some private community centers, but really open to the public for anyone and anyone, you know, anyone and everyone to come with no membership. It's rare. It's
no membership.
Rare. That's the thing. No membership.
Activities, there's some type of cost sometimes with things like, you know.
Classes and the fitness center, there's a cost, but really there's, you know, for no membership, it's very rare for this area not to have a membership, mm-hmm. you know, just to enter the building. So we have no membership at all for you to be to come in and use the facility, so.
And you're trying to make it such that people can easily come in and just enjoy the facilities.
Right. And a lot of our events are free, so we like to do that for the families and the residents, so that, you know, not everything costs has a cost to it. So,
but you have to find money somehow.
That's true. That's true.
We look for sponsors. Yeah, we reach out to a lot of businesses and corporations to sponsor a lot of our events. Mm-hmm. And they've been very, very generous in helping with in-kind or financial.
If they are aware of everything that you're doing and how intentional and strategic you are with the future, they have to say, you know, I'll give either my time, talents, or treasures.
Exactly.
You know? So, hey, thanks a lot for coming in and sharing what you all are doing. Pam, it's nice to have you into the organization, community media. I know I've bumped into you several times, and we've been trying to get this opportunity
right.
to occur.
Right.
But I honestly believe things happen when and at what time they're supposed to. And this is the time for us to get this message out, because this is even going to make our community better than what you have already made it. So, Robin, is there anything you want to say to the people watching before we leave?
Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity. The community center is always looking to get input from the public, so please contact us. Let us know what you think. We're always looking for new volunteers, committee members. Right now, I'm still looking for committee members for the Capital Campaign, so please contact me at capitalcampaign@ebac.org. I'd love to get your input, love to have you on the Capital Campaign, so please contact us.
And you have a website, right?
We do. We have an excellent website. It's EBAC, EBACC.org. There's all the information that you need on there. And you can call us actually as well at 717-259-8848 and leave a message for either Pam or I, and we'll get right back to you.
Pam, would you like to say something in closing?
And sure. I would love to come and share our story. If any of you are part of a group that look for speakers, I would love to be contacted and come and tell you more about EBAC and our plans for the future. And just, you know, give me a call. And, you know, Robin gave you the phone number. My personal email is executivedirector@ebacc.org. But I'd love to come and share our story at any organizational meetings that you're having.
Now, you have a newsletter that you send out, and you send this, who do you send this to?
We send that out to 14,000 residents in the area, and we also, it's on the website as well, so you can look it up there, print it out yourself, and read it online. We're also taking email addresses right now and sending it out by email as well.
And there's a lot of good information in their newsletter. You know, if you want to know what the heartbeat of Adams County is doing here, just get on their website, sign up for that newsletter, and you know, it's what a fantastic organization.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for, how long have you been involved, Robin?
Well, I believe it's about 12 or 13 years, but before my father was on the board, and he was one of the founding members, so, you know, it's near and dear to my heart, so I feel very close to this organization. So
while your father was part of the organization, I'm sure that you spent some time there when your dad was...
I certainly did, yes.
You grew up there, didn't you?
I spent quite a lot of time there, yes.
Yes. That's a great story there. That's a great story. Well, thanks for watching this segment of Open House here. We had the East Berlin Area Community Center. Two wonderful individuals that are very intentional and strategic and have been able to surround themselves with businesses and corporations who share the vision of what makes a great community, a connected community, a community where you develop the passions of each other's hearts. So if you can, please get involved in this organization or an organization in your community that do similar things. And if there isn't, there you go. You could start one yourself. But thanks for watching this segment. I'm Raymond Galker. I've been your host. And until we have a chance to talk to some more wonderful individuals, be kind, be healthy, and remember, you are the best.